The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
I would like to tonight, present to you a conceptual ground, first of all, about this whole idea of virtues of human beings, fadail insani, and then relate that to the personality of Bibi Fatima Zahra. Just to, first of all, lay down the conceptual ground of my discussion, I would like to go to the ayat from Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, ayat 35. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fada'il, the virtues of human beings, and divided these 10 qualities within five layers. Then we come to the fourth layer, and that is what I call your defense team. You're not playing a game here, but you need some people to be on the defense side of the issues. You have your iman, Islam and iman. You have your sidq and sabr and khushu, but then you will be attacked from different sides. So now we have three, qualities which work as a defensive, defense mechanism. One is wal mutasaddiqin wal mutasaddiqat, والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات. The first one has to do with sadaqah, giving charity. And we are not talking about the wajib dues. We are talking about what you give from your own, not from Mali Imam. Huh? That is Mali Imam. That's not even mine anyway. We are talking about sadaqah, charity that you give from your own property. And this is where we to realize that, and then sawm, fasting. And then we talk about hifz furuj, which means, I'm just simplifying it because we're an audience of children and adults also, maintaining modesty. And this is where we have three challenges all the time. One is the issue of, when you give charity, you're actually dealing with your sense of greed for wealth. When you're giving, Shaitan says, why are you doing this? This is yours. It's your hard work. But when you give in charity, you're actually now suppressing your greed for wealth. You will use it, but also share with others. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, in your wealth there is a share for those who are, deprived and beggars. And then sawm, fasting. What are you doing in the month of Ramadan? This is actually the training to learn how to control the desire of food and drink. And then we come to the issue of hifz furuj, which is the issue of modesty. And this is where the hijab comes in, the hijab of eyes, the hijab of dress, the hijab of interaction with one another. And so this is where we have, three kinds of challenges which can be handled by sadaqah and fasting and maintaining modesty. Sadaqah by itself is a good virtue, but as I said, it also trains an individual to control the greed and excessive love for wealth. It is in us. But when you give in charity, this is where you come to realize, okay, I am not the slave of my wealth. Rather, I am the master of my wealth. I control it. It doesn't control me. And when it comes to Bibi Fatima Zahra, when it comes to charity, we have so many examples. The beautiful example of this, the blessed necklace. I'm sure you heard it many times, but I'll just go through it very fast. A traveler comes to Rasulullah, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm hungry. I don't have decent clothes to go back to my town. And I don't have the means even to travel back. Rasulullah asked his wives, is there any food home? There is nothing. They were going through difficulties themselves. Amazing, Rasulullah knows this condition of Ali and Fatima, yet he says, go to the door of Fatima. One of the companions took this person. Fatima comes behind the door and says, who is it? And he gives his story. Fatima brought this hide of the camel, which was used as a bedding for Hassan and Hussein, and she said, I don't really have food. There is nothing for us to eat ourselves. Take this. It might help you. And he said, I want food. I don't want this. The Fatima took out the necklace which was gifted to her by the daughter of Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada. She gave that necklace and says, go sell this and fulfill your needs. He goes back to Masjid al-Nabi. He told the Prophet, this is what I got. But I want food and clothing and, you know, means to go back home. So Rasulullah said, is anyone there who will buy this? Ammar stood up, made a deal with this person, bought the necklace, took him home, fed him, gave him new clothes, gave him a camel. He said, go, Khuda Hafiz. Then Ammar put that necklace in a handkerchief. You know, put perfume on it, closed it, called a slave that he had, and he called this slave and said, go and give this to Rasulullah and tell him, this is my hadiya to him, and you also are a hadiya and a gift to him. You are free. Means you're no more my slave. He goes to Rasulullah and says, you know, Ammar has sent me with his necklace and me. He says, but this was not mine anyway, so you go to Fatima. This necklace and you belong to Fatima. And Fatima was surprised. She took the necklace and she said to this slave, go, you are free in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The slave started laughing. And me, Fatima says, what happened? He says, I'm laughing at this necklace. It fed a traveler, provided clothing for him, transportation back to his home, released a free, you know, a slave from his slavery, and it came back to the owner of the necklace. This is the barakah of charity. Number two is fasting, as-sa'imin was-sa'imat. You know, by itself, it's a good, you know, deed. There is ajr wa-sawab, but it's also a training to control our desire for food and drink. When it comes to the example of Fatima Zahra, you can actually combine the sadaqah and fasting together. Look at surah number 76, known as Surah Al-Dahr, or Surah Al-Insan. Major part of that surah is the story of Fatima and her family. When they fasted for 3 days, and they gave their bread at the time of iftar in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing iftar only with water and salt, nothing else. And this was so much liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he mentions that in Surah Al-Dahr. And he actually put words to their intentions. Ahlul Bayt, when they gave the bread away the first, second, and third day, they didn't say anything to these people, oh, we are giving it for Allah and we don't want thanks for it. No, you just give. Intention is in your heart. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the intentions of those who are giving, puts that in words. That part became ayat of Surah Insan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, verbalizing their niyat, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. That we are actually feeding you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want any reward or even thanks from you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many, many ayat, one after another, describe the reward that He has reserved for Fatima and her family for these 3 days of fasting and charity. At the end, Allah says, "In هذا كان لكم جزاء ولا سع وكان سعيكم مشكورا." This you have done. These items that I mentioned of Jannah are reward for you, and your hard work is being, you know, appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third quality there, on that fourth level, is basically الحافظين فروجهم والحافظات, exercising modesty. Especially when it comes to the issue of maintaining family life. And in this we can say that, you know, Fatima Zahra, she's actually the symbol of isma and infallibility. The ayat of Tathir, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُضْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرُكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Which covers the Panjatan, as we call them, Ahle Kisa. But who is the central figure in that ayat of Tathir? When the Malaika asked Rasulullah, who are these under this Kisa? He doesn't say Rasul and his daughter and son-in-law and grandsons. He says it's Fatima, her father, her husband, and her sons.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyumun Rauf Saburun Majid. صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.